Have you noticed how Takfiri Wahhabis tend to promote a certain image of Shia Islam? You know, an image of the jahil, lying, cursing miscreant? Well, for the most part, this is just something that they've woven out of thin air. But there are certain personalities who pose to be Shia Muslims who back up the Takfiri Wahhabi representation of Shia Islam. There are particular deviant individuals who misrepresent the Shia school of thought, and it's exactly these people who are showcased by Takfiri Wahhabis when they want to recruit someone into the ranks of groups like Daesh. To be honest, if I was Sunni and somebody showed me a video of a Shia scholar cursing and insulting the wife of the Holy Prophet, and then told me that all Shias are like this, I'd probably want to kill Shias too, not understanding that this is only a small group of fools who are being promoted in order to create hate in the Ummah. So who are they? Mujtaba Shirazi, Yasir Habib, brother or Imam Tawhidi, and Alayari. All of these are linked in some way or the other to someone who we'll mention at the end of the video. For now, let's just call him He Who Must Not Be Named. First of all, Mujtaba Shirazi is the brother of He Who Must Not Be Named. These deviants are very good at looking pious. So you'll see this.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
And think, mashallah, he's so pious. Yeah, well, here he is calling Imam Khomeini a pantheist, a polytheist. These people send their blessings on the Holy Prophet and his progeny and then curse Sayyid Ali Khamenei.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma al'an al-Khamenei.
Here he is calling Ayatollah Behjat an apostate.
Muhammad Taqi Behjat. أي كان مرتدا فطريا عن ديانة الإسلام.
He also refers to Ayatollah Fadlullah as Fadl al-Shaytan.
مات فضل الشيطان.
And then there's Yasir Habib. These guys go open a TV channel in London and start spurting out disgusting things about the companions and the wives of the Holy Prophet. Now, I'm sorry to have to repeat the foul things that these people say in the name of Shia Islam, but we have to reveal them for what they are, because there are still some Shias and Sunnis out there who are not aware of the chaos that these types of individuals are creating. Yasir Habib refers to Aisha, the mother of the believers, as a promiscuous woman. And that the caliphs were passive homosexuals.
عمر بن الخطاب مثلا الذي تسمى بهذا الاسم ورضي به كان لا ريب منكم.
And he describes these things in detail. If someone spoke this way about Imam Ali, you'd be angry, right? You'd be infuriated. You'd hate them. Maybe you'd even want to kill them. That's how people are being radicalized and made to join groups like Daesh. That's how ISIS is being created. And just like Daesh, so-called Sunnis, are being funded by the USA, these so-called Shias are being funded, promoted, and housed in the UK. That's why Ayatollah Khamenei said, we do not accept those Shias that are supported by London, those Sunnis supported by the US and Israel. We do not consider them as Muslims, meaning we do not consider them Muslims in any way. Here's Yasir Habib praising the Queen of England.
بأمر من ملكة بريطانيا الله يعزها. ملكة بريطانيا الله يعزها.
What an idiot. Unity with a Sunni who prays five times a day, you know, believes in the Quran, believes in the Holy Prophet, but may also respect and revere the three caliphs? No way. Sending blessings on the queen of the monarchy that bombed Iraq and murdered innocent children? Sure. You see, the sole purpose of the existence of these individuals is nothing except to make the Shias look bad. And this, by the way, is why Hussein Shirazi, the son of He Who Must Not Be Named, was recently arrested by the Islamic Republic. You'd think it was the duty of any learned Muslim to support the Islamic system, which is built on the foundations of the Quran and the Ahadith, but no! This Hussein Shirazi just goes and starts referring to Ayatollah Khamenei as the Pharaoh and spewing out the very same anti-Islamic Republic sentiments which benefit no one but America, Israel, and Britain. And the saddest thing about it is that he was spreading this kind of anti-unity, Sunni slurring, just generally deviant talk in Arabic, so that the Sunnis of the Arab world would turn around and say, hey, look at this Shia sitting in Iran cursing the people that we respect and love and admire. Iran's clearly the bad guy. Let's go and get funding from Saudi Arabia. Let's go join Daesh and fight against the kafir Shia country. And then there's Tawhidi. Oh, Tawhidi. Tawhidi, you've been a naughty boy, Tawhidi. You see, brother Tawhidi was basically a student right here in the holy city of Qom. I've been talking to your friends, your former friends. Why are you pretending like you know anything at all? According to Wikipedia, he's 34 years old and was made an imam by He Who Must Not Be Named in Qom, Iran in 2010. In an interview, Tawhidi said he received his bachelor's degree and master's degree in Islamic theology from Al Mustafa International in Qom. But that's just not true, is it? Because according to Mustafa International, a BA in Islamic studies takes at least 5 to 6 years, but you weren't here that long. Let's see what Mustafa International itself has to say about you. The aforementioned person, i.e. Tawhidi, took part in the preparatory Islamic education course, the preliminary program, and the Persian language learning course from 2009 to 2011. And received the degree of these courses. I know exactly what that is, as do my other fellow Hausa students. It's just the preliminary course where they teach you Farsi and give you an overview of what you will be studying later on in Hausa studies. You didn't even start your bachelor's, but you're going around saying that you've done your master's. Bisharam dige! The letter goes on to state, notwithstanding the fact that he was present for more than 1 year in the seminary, no educational progress had been achieved, and it was thus that he was placed on probation and dropped out in 2012. Hence, the aforementioned person has no educational degree or any given score in his profile. And Al Mustafa University does not recommend Muhammad Tawhidi for lecturing in any way. You present yourself as someone who has the authority to talk about things that you have no knowledge of. And forget that! Tawhidi, who wasn't even a successful Hausa student, is now a Hausa teacher. MashaAllah! Who goes to his classes? Like, who invites this guy to speak? Where did you get that turban from, Tawhidi? You're certainly not qualified to be talking about Islam, much like others in your social circle, but at least the others are at least a little bit versed in Arabic grammar, you know? At least they have a little bit of knowledge. They're the professional mischief makers. Why don't you just leave it to them, shut up, and sit down? But Tawhidi, what did you do to get press coverage? I mean, you must have done something to be accepted so graciously by the mainstream media. What did you do? See, Tawhidi is presenting himself as a figurehead of apologetic Islam, where he basically tries to say, oh, the Takfiri Wahhabis, they're the bad guys, which we all know. We know that Takfiri Wahhabis are the bad guys. But then he goes on to say that I'm a peaceful Muslim and the bad guys are using Sunni books.
This here is Sahih al-Bukhari. Ditched and ban it, and it should be illegal to have this book.
He basically bolsters the stereotype of Sunni Muslims all being takfiris.
Tawhidi also reckons he knows a terrorist when he sees one.
Shave the mustache, grow the beard, messy beard, stop using deodorant, no more music, they change their ringtone, and they start wearing completely Arabic dresses everywhere they go.
So what he does is he gives shoulder to all those Islamophobes out there who want to prove that Islam is a misogynistic, barbaric, violent religion. And he comes along and says, hello, I'm an imam. All those things that you Islamophobes have been saying about Islam, they're right. I know, I've studied it. I'm an imam. So then all the Islamophobes come along and say, good boy, Tawhidi, here's more promotion. It's like a Jewish rabbi walking up to Goebbels in Nazi Germany and saying, hey, all those things you've been saying about Jews, they're right. We are pedophiles and we are stingy. And then the Nazi turns around and says, good boy, Mr. Rabbi, here's a promotion. The Islamophobes want to prove that Islam was spread by the sword, so Tawhidi comes along and says exactly that.
How did Islam spread from Saudi Arabia down to Indonesia and Bosnia? All spread by the sword. We had many wars, and for the past 1,400 years, we have had a religion of war.
And what's worse is that he presents himself as somebody who has studied the texts in detail and therefore has the authority to determine that the texts themselves are the problem.
This book is danger. Danger. Nobody should read these books. They brainwash.
The mainstream media wants hype. It wants people to be scared. It wants them to think that a terrorist is ready to jump out at them from every corner and that Muslims are taking over, etc., etc. Tawhidi comes along and says, you're right, and you can trust me because I'm a Muslim. I'm not going to be biased.
And we see them attacking the police.
So we're being infested by radical clerics here in Australia.
Yes, clerics and followers as well. And I've said this to many government authorities, and I'd like to show you something. I bought this 2 days ago from a shop within Melbourne. This is Al-Qaeda's flag. These are stickers that are being sold for a few dollars. They have them on their windscreens. They have them everywhere.
He presents himself as somebody who has in-depth knowledge and is therefore exposing a Muslim conspiracy.
I expose their intentions to create a caliphate within Australia. I am considered a fake because I condemn terrorism. I'm considered a fake because I respect Queen Elizabeth. I'm considered a fake because I reject Sharia law and live by the Australian law. I'm considered a fake because I would die for Australia. I'm considered a fake because I want an Islam that is compatible with the West.
You deserve a good spanking, Tawhidi. And then there's Alayari, operating out of, guess where? San Diego, California this time. I mean, he's just doing the same thing as the others, you know, cursing those figures held dear by the Sunnis, referring to Sunnis as Omaris and Bakris, trying to prove that the Islamic Republic is corrupt. You know, these guys just open up channels and their sole purpose is just to do these things, pretty much. I mean, he's just one of them, but he's just not as interesting to talk about. Now, these individuals can be tied in one way or the other to He Who Must Not Be Named. And who is he? He is none other than Sadiq Shirazi, known by his followers as Grand Ayatollah Sadiq Shirazi. Here's Yasser Habib professing how he follows Sadiq Shirazi.
Our great scholar Ayatollah Sayyid Sadiq Shirazi said clearly it is mustahab.
And here's Brother Tawhidi saying how he follows him. And here he is kissing his feet or something. Mujtaba Shirazi is Sadiq Shirazi's brother and Yasser Habib is one of his students. The point is, none of these individuals are representatives of mainstream Shia Islam in any way.